On Monday night, dozens of local residents spoke at City Hall as part of an emergency meeting called in the wake of last week's election. The meeting was organized by the Bloomington Peace Action Coalition. We bring you some of their comments now for today's WFHB Community Report.
My name is Margaret Steiner, and I could not be more proud of my fellow citizens in Bloomington. But I do have a very specific proposal, and that is that Bloomington stand on record and become a sanctuary city for I would like to see the city government and the police to pledge to use every means possible to resist Donald Trump's horrible deportation demands. So I am going to plead that we stand in solidarity with all our undocumented brothers and sisters. Families must not be torn apart as they have been so heartlessly.
My name's Jason Stogstill. I've lived here almost my entire life. And my three federal representatives as of Tuesday are Todd Young, Trey Hollingsworth, and Joe Donnelly. I feel that I can exert some influence on Senator Donnelly. He is up for election in 2018. I am going to hold him accountable. As the new administration offers initiatives, I will tell him how I want him to vote. He's our only hope right now at the federal level. We watch him vote. When he votes our way, tell him, good job, Senator. I'm going to be there for you in 2018. I told him if he doesn't know how to vote, there's an independent senator from Vermont, he should join him.
My name is Josephine McCormick, and I am a senior member of the Bloomington High School South Young Democrats. I'm also a member of the Monroe County Youth Council. I just have a question for everybody here tonight. What is it that teenagers can do to increase their civic engagement? That was a really pressing question for me as a first-time voter and for a lot of my peers who were unable to vote in this election.
My name is Mary Murphy. I'm a professor here at IU. My suggestion is that we find ways as individuals and as a community here in Bloomington to show underrepresented minority groups of all kinds that we value them, respect them, and welcome them. We must find visible ways to show that we will stand with them should anyone harass, intimidate, or otherwise commit acts of violence against them. I challenge us as a group tonight to think about ways we can signal value and respect to those we come into contact with every day as individuals and as a community that is clear and visible, just as businesses did after RFRA, to show that those who would support hate are in the minority and that there are many, many more of us than there are of them, and that we are committed to backing those signals up with action. Thank you.
My name is Lois Hall. I will not go gently into the dark night of a Trump presidency. We must demand more of our candidates and of the media. Climate change and the environment is the most pressing issue of the day. And we must demand honesty from our candidates. Trump made a big splash and probably won the election promising things he had no idea about how to fix, promising to open up the coal mines again. They promised them that they're going to bring all these manufacturing jobs back, and we know because of corporate greed, that's not going to happen. More creative ideas have to be developed for people to make a decent living and live the standard that we expect for we can all have the true American experience.
Hi, my name is Caleb Gossi, and I've lived in Bloomington for 4 years. It is important for us that while we fight hatred, intolerance, and unabashed fascism, that we remember to love thy neighbor as you would love thyself and do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because otherwise we're not going to change a damn thing.
White people, we need to do something about this. I'm getting involved with an organization called Showing Up for Racial Justice. It's an organization specifically for white people to get involved with racial justice. And hopefully, I hope a lot of other people do that too. And really, it's on us, guys.
My name is Joe Varga. I'm a labor studies professor and I'm a labor activist. I also just came from a room full of immigrants, undocumented, documented people with visas that are running out, and those people are terrified, rightfully so. And we told them they can come here, they can be Americans, they can work here, and their asses are exposed. Ours aren't. their asses are exposed. And the state has let them down, and the politicians have let them down, and we've let them down. So there's things that we can do. Ultimately, we only have ourselves. We only have our own communities. There's things that we can do and that we need to do, like people like Jess mentioned, walking with people, riding with people, giving them rides, making sure if they feel unsafe, you're with them if you're in a safe group. And being a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more in your face is not hate with hate. It's defending your community. It's defending ourselves. If we can't have safe streets and if we can't have safe schools, people are going to start defending themselves, and the wrong frat boy is going to yell out the wrong window, and it's going to be ugly. And we need to have a safe city for everybody. And so I want everybody to ask themselves, what are you going to do? If not you, who? If not now, when? If not here, where? We have a group now at Indiana University called the UnDocU Alliance. It's a first step among many first steps. We are saying that Indiana University is going to be a sanctuary campus. If you are an undocumented student, you are going to be protected unequivocally against any threat of deportation, against any threat anywhere. All right? And I want people to back it. Just ask yourself what you're going to do. Thanks.
Those were members of the public speaking on Monday at an event titled Emergency Strategy Meeting for Peace, Justice, and Climate. The audio comes courtesy of Community Access Television Services.